Blog Talk Radio.
By Shoshona. And now it is time for Shoshona to introduce herself. But before you introduce yourself, Shoshona, I want to let you know that you do have 3 callers in the queue, so I'm going to limit you to 15 minutes per caller. So after you introduce yourself and you begin working, and your 15 minutes are up, I'm going to let you know so we can move on to the next caller. Okay, Shoshona, Okay. Tell us about you.
Well, I'm an emotion code practitioner. I've been in the gist of it for 5 years now. I'm to the point where I've helped people And that's what these calls are all about, is I want to help as many people as I possibly can. Eventually, I'd like to start doing group sessions where I do a mass of people. But that's not here yet. So anyhow, so I'm ready to dive in.
Okay. Well, great. Our first caller is from area code 831. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Nina Fia, and I am a mom and found the love of my life, and I'm preparing myself to be an empty nester, and in that journey, I found that I'm a healer more than
okay.
I thought I was.
Okay. There you go. It's amazing sometimes the amount of skill that people have. I was the same way. I had other people do this work on me, and then I decided to take it over for myself. So,
right.
And that was five years ago. So, the best direction I can give you, Nina, and this is what I did. I went through the Healer's Library and I certified myself. Now you can do that energy healing as muscle testing, or you can use a pendulum, whichever serves you. Right.
Okay. I did take Reiki and became a massage practitioner, and I apply that to my nursing.
Okay. So you're already a nurse?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, this work here, you'll get a sample of it tonight if you've never had a sample of it before. What I do is it's purely metaphysical, and it purely releases trapped emotions from your body. So,
okay. Do
you have any pain in your body?
Three weeks ago, I just got out of the hospital for having a stroke. And I've been having pain from my occiput area down my neck, almost like a whiplash. And I'm trying to let go of fear of getting back into working out again.
Okay. Okay. Do I have your permission to connect to you, Nina?
Please.
Okay. Can I connect to Nina? Yes. Is my name Nina? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Nina? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Nina? Yes. Okay, can we connect to the area of Nina's brain that had the stroke? Inquisitive. Ecstatic. Astonished. Is there a reason why Nina had the stroke? In what area of your brain did you have it?
Well, the pain was on my left face. So they're saying it's my right side of my brain. And they put me on, begrudgingly, I started taking beta blockers and heart medication just to get things calmed down. But
yeah,
I am getting off of this stuff.
Yeah. Okay, accepted, proud, scared. There are more than one layer of scared. Yes, there are more than 10. Yes, there are more than 20, more than 30, more than 40, more than 50, more than 51, 52, 53, 54 layers of being scared. Release that now. Releasing all psychic trauma, all emotion, all resonance, all the other types. filling Nina full of the love, the light, the blood, raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz. Proud. Perplexed. Inquisitive. Energetic. Okay, can we tap into the left side of Nina's brain? Is it at a 10? No, a 9, no, an 8, no, a 7, no, a 6, no, a 5, no, a 4, 2, no, 1, no, a 0. Is that a 0? Energetically. Aggressive. Rejected. It's submissive. Scared. Interested. Disillusioned. Energetic. Deeper. Shocked. Disapproval. Despair. Depressed. Lonely. Abandoned. Despair, depressed, despair, depressed, abandoned, distant, hurt, submissive, insecure, startled, avoidance, depressed, guilty, disappointed, aggressive, hurt, insecure, scared, startled, scared, frustrated, aggressive, critical, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, optimistic, guilty, despair, abandoned, lonely, depressed. Is there more than one layer of depression? Yes. Is there more than 10? Yes. 20? Yes. 30? Yes. 40? Yes. 50? Yes. 60? Yes. 70? Yes. 80? Yes. 90? No. More than 90? No. More than 89? Is there 89? Yes. Is there 88? No. Yes. 87, yes. So is there 89? Yes. Can we release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance on all miasm type energy now from Nina, filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz. Intimate. Peaceful. Powerful, proud. How do you feel, Nina?
I feel a little lightheaded. Actually talking in my right toes. I don't know how to describe that.
What, do you have like a feeling or something, or?
Like a rush, you know, when you feel flush after a fever.
Yeah. Okay. Can we tap into Nina's current feelings? Yes. Have I stirred the pot? Says no. Hurt. This will never do anything to harm you. All this is doing is moving your energy, just moving your energy around, right?
I think that's what it is, the rush of energy in some stagnant areas in my life. Questioning my motherhood, questioning moving on to a new career, and learning to breathe into it again, you know, a new life, and not be, lack of a better word.
Well, and that's what I'm releasing, and you said you want to release your fears, so that's what it's releasing, is fear. On a scale of 1 to 10, is Nina's fear at a 10? No, a 9, no, an 8, no, a 7, no, a 6, no, a 5. Is that a 5? Aggressive, hateful, threatened, hurt, rejected, anxious, scared. Accepted. Powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, lonely, bored, depressed, awful, guilty, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, apathetic, inspired, isolated, indifferent. Can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm-type energy now from Nina, filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, and raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz? 7.83 hertz is the wellness frequency. It's called Schumann resonance, and it's scientifically proven, right? That is the frequency that your body needs to physically and psychologically exist, right? So yes, I impose it in everybody that I do. Okay, can we also encircle Nina with a frequency of 528 hertz for miracles? Proud. Okay, are all of Nina's inner children integrated? No, is there more than one? Yes, is there two? Yes, is there three? Yes, is there four? Yes, five? Yes, six? Yes, seven? No. Can we integrate all six into one? And clear the one. Hurts. Startled. Confused. Accepted. Peaceful. Intimate. Optimistic. Depressed. Empty. Abandoned. Isolated, apathetic, indifferent, inspired, open, apathetic, indifferent, apathetic, indifferent. Okay, is there anything else that I can release from Nina, from the part of her brain that had the stroke? Yes. Aggressive. Distant. Abandoned. Despair. Depressed. How's the feeling feel now, Nina?
My solar plexus feels like it's opening up.
Cool. What time zone are you in?
I'm in Pacific. I live near the Pacific Ocean.
Okay. I was just wondering if you want, after the call, if you want to contact me, I can keep working on you if you want. That's up to you or whatever. But
okay.
Just in case you don't get it all done, right?
Oh, I'm feeling like a rush, almost a sense of excitement right now.
You need to open your body up fully to where the funnel, the tunnel, the rays go through you, right? From your root to your crown, right? So, and that takes at least an hour for me to go through and release any blockages and get it going.
And your time with Nina is up.
Well, yeah, it's going to be up or whatever. So, anyhow, you know, then that way I can keep working on you and you can actually feel the difference, right? And I know it would help your brain heal faster. Are you there?
No, she dropped.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you might as well disconnect from her.
Can I disconnect from Nina? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Nina? Yes, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Nina? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, okay. I'm disconnected, Barbara.
Okay, so we're going to the caller from area code 415. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
What can I do for you?
I've called in once before, and I'm familiar with what you do, so I don't know, just a chakra check up.
Okay.
I don't have anything.
Can I connect to Anne? Yes. And when I say Anne, is it Anne on the other end of the phone with the intention coming to me? Yes. Okay, so your last name doesn't matter. No. Okay. Can I connect to Anne? Yes. Is my name Anne? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Anne? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Anne? Yes. Okay, can I tap into Anne's root chakra? Yes. Okay, is the root chakra blocked? No. Okay, is the root chakra balanced? No, it's not balanced either. Okay, anxious. Aggressive, critical, or abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, depressed, critical, awful, frustrated, distant, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, despair, or depressed, lonely, despair, awful, avoidance, distant, startled, mad, hurt, threatened, submissive, insecure, respected, ecstatic, liberated. Okay, is the root chakra in balance? Yes, it is now. Okay, is the sacral chakra blocked? No. Is the sacral chakra in balance? Yes. Is the sacred chakra connected to the root chakra? Sacral chakra connected to the root chakra? No. Can we connect the two of them now? Yes. Are there any negative energetic cords attached to the root chakra or the sacral chakra van? No. Startled. Accepted. Proud. Interested. Energetic. Important. Confident. Fulfilled. Provocative. Loving. Hopeful. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Inspired. Confident. Inquisitive. Amused. Perplexed. Awe. Okay, is the sacral chakra balanced? Is the sacral chakra balanced? Yes. Is the root chakra balanced? Yes. Is the solar plexus balanced? No. Is the solar plexus blocked? Yes, the solar plexus is blocked. Hateful. That's your liver and your gallbladder. Do you have any pains in either one of those places?
No. Mm-mm. My lower back. But I don't think that'd be sacral chakra, but just muscles and lower back.
That's your sacral chakra, yeah, your lower back.
Oh, okay.
Your solar plexus is right below your breast. On either side, right immediately below, like where you're in your rib cage, right?
Yeah.
I used to get stitchy pain in my liver all the time. I went to a oncologist and he checked me for cancer of the liver or whatever. I didn't have it. And so they fed me a massive dosage of antibiotics. Because they didn't know what was wrong with me. Well, this is what it was. I was loaded with trapped emotions.
Mm.
Right? Anger. Like you wouldn't believe. Right? I don't have that anymore, and I don't have stitchy pain in my liver anymore. So, how have you been feeling, Anne, since I did your last session?
Yeah, I felt it when you... connected the two chakras, like I could feel energy flowing. It's better.
That's cool. That's good. But after you said I'd worked on you before or whatever, how did you feel after your last session with me?
Well, I was having trouble sleeping, and I started sleeping a lot better.
Did you? That's good. I'm glad I was of some help. So, anyhow, okay, the solar plexus, is it blocked? No. Is it in balance? Yes. Is the solar plexus happy? Yes. Okay, is the heart chakra blocked? No. Is it in balance? Yes. The throat chakra, is it blocked? No. Is it imbalance? Yes. The third eye, is it blocked? No. Is it imbalance? Yes. The crown chakra, is it blocked? No. Is it imbalance? Yes. Okay, can I now thread the sacral chakra to the solar plexus and cut any negative energetic cords? Thread the solar plexus to the heart chakra, the heart chakra to the throat chakra, the throat chakra to the third eye, the third eye to the crown. Yes. Are Anne's chakras threaded? Yes. Submissive. You hold things in?
Yeah, it was kind of, my childhood was like that, but not so much as an adult, but we were raised that way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably what that is your childhood. And it says yes. Release that now. Submissive. Is there more than 100 layers of it? Yes. Is there more than 1,000 layers of it? No. 900, 800, 700, 600, 500, 400, 300, 310, 320. 330, 340, 350, 360, 370, 380, 390, 400, no, 399, 98, 97, 396 layers of submissiveness. Can we release all of that from Anne now? Anxious, submissive, insecure. Okay, are Anne's chakras all clear? Yes, or any blocks? No. How does your energy feel now?
Yeah, good. I always wanted to ask the difference between when you say blocked or what's the other thing you ask?
Imbalance.
Imbalance, yeah. What are the different feelings of blocked versus imbalance or results?
So block each other. You should automatically just feel freedom if they're blocked.
Right? Uh-huh.
But imbalance means that they're not blocked, but they're not right either. Right? There's trapped emotions in there that are hiding, in other words. Right?
Oh, okay.
And that's what I'm looking for, is anything that's hiding.
Got it. Yeah, definitely. I feel... In my throat, actually, my throat feels a lot more open now.
Oh, that's good. Pay attention to each day that goes by, because you should see it grow. You know what I mean? It's not just something that you're going to feel right at this second and then wham, bam, it's gone. Right?
Okay.
No. Basically, you get this done today. You got the momentum, so I like, you can feel it now because it's like a momentum. Pay attention tomorrow to when you wake up. Do you feel lighter? Right? What this is it's dealing with your inner self. Right? So, anyhow, it's fantastic. That's why I'm here doing it. People need to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is important work. It's not just about the physical side of things. It's about the metaphysical side of things, too. you know. So I lived a life looking for a silver bullet, and I found it in what I'm giving you. So
yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing it.
You're very, very welcome. I'm glad that you're here hearing it. So anyhow, so is there anything else that I can do for you?
No, thanks. I'll let you go on to the next caller.
All righty, my dear.
Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks a lot, Anne. Can I
okay.
just connect from behind? Yes, it's my name, Anne. Yes, it's my name, Shoshona. No, it's my name, Anne. Yes, my name, Shoshona. Yes, it's my name, Anne. No, it's my name, Shoshona. Yes. Okay, I'm ready, Barbara.
Okay, your next caller's area code. Hold on, let me close that in. 216. Hi, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Desmond.
Who is this?
Desmond. Calling from Cleveland.
Desmond?
I didn't get that, Barbara.
It's Desmond.
Desmond.
Oh, Ed. Okay.
D-E-S-M-O-N-D.
Oh, Desmond.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I was wondering, I often have problems with my solar plex chakra. So
yeah.
And with digestion, too, so solar plex.
That is your solar plexus, your liver and your gallbladder.
Okay.
You got heartburn, do you, Desmond?
I know sometimes I eat fast and I feel a little bit, but it's nothing major. But yeah, I do feel it, but I have a tendency to eat fast.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's the area which your body hangs on to trapped anger. Right? So if you have unresolved issues around you, that you haven't dealt with or whatever, that you shoved in like everybody does, right? Chances are this is what's causing your heartburn if everything else is being ruled out medically. So, you know, this is an avenue which is brand new on the map. And I'd love to be able to try it on you. So do I have your permission to connect to your subconscious mind?
Yes.
Okay. Can I connect to Desmond? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Desmond? No. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Desmond? Yes. Is my name Desmond? Yes. Okay. Do you want me to go through and do a quickie chakra check on you, just to see where you're at?
Yeah, you could do that if you have time.
Yeah, we'll make it a quick one. So, I got 20 minutes, so that should be more than enough time. Okay, can we tap into Desmond's root chakra? Is it blocked? Yes, okay. Scared, startled, submissive, humiliated, rejected, insecure, anxious, dismayed, disillusioned, awe, eager, ecstatic, inquisitive, confident, fulfilled, ecstatic, awe, eager, awe. terrified. Okay. Is Desmond's root chakra blocked? Yes. Okay, can we unblock it quickly now? Yes. Scared. Hateful. Threatened. Frustrated. Aggressive. Hateful. Hurt. Rejected. Insecure. Anxious. Amused. Aggressive. Distant. Depressed. There it is, right there. The depression. Are you depressed, Desmond? Normally?
No, not so much depressed. Probably trying to figure everything out and how I'm going to do it. Not so much.
Okay. Because that's where depression sits. That's what controls depression in your body is your liver, right? So obviously your liver's not in bad shape if you're not depressed, because otherwise you would be, right? That's where depression comes from, is from the liver and the gallbladder. The liver is what generates serotonin and dopamine in the brain, right? So if you've got too much or not enough or whatever, then the liver is what controls that, is what I'm trying to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, the root chakra, is it blocked? No. Okay, is it imbalanced? Yes. Okay, the sacral chakra, is it blocked? No. Is it imbalanced? Yes. The solar plexus, is it blocked? Yes. Is it imbalanced? No. Okay. It's blocked, rejected, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, confused, joyful, anxious, rejection, humiliated, hateful, threatened, hurt, frustrated, aggressive, critical, depressed. There it comes again. You know, you can trap other people's emotions too, eh?
Yeah, I believe that, yeah.
So if it's not yours that I'm reading, then it's you trapped somebody else's, or it's from a past life or something, because it's there showing it to me.
Hmm. Wow.
Okay. Is the solar plexus blocked? Going around in a circle. Hateful, hurt, rejected, scared, accepted, powerful, peaceful, powerful, proud, awful, energetic, eager, liberated. Okay, is the solar plexus blocked? No. Is it imbalance? Yes. Okay, is the heart chakra blocked? No. Is it imbalance? Yes. Is the throat chakra blocked? Okay, your throat chakra is not open. Rejected. Hateful. Threatened. Mad. Hurt. Distant, depressed, lonely, abandoned, lonely, depressed. like you say, just figuring things out. Not depressed, but just figuring things out. You know?
Mm-hmm.
What this does is it helps cleanse your inner self. So the voice that you hear from within yourself that guides you, right? That's what this is here to work on, cleaning up. Okay, is the throat chakra open? Yes. Is it imbalanced? Yes. The third eye, is it opened? Is it blocked? No. Is it imbalanced? Yes. The crown chakra, is it blocked? No. Is it imbalanced? Yes. Are Desmond's chakras threaded? No. Okay, can we thread the root to the sacral? Yes. The sacral to the solar plexus? Yes. The solar plexus to the heart? Yes. The heart to the throat, yes. The throat to the third eye, yes. The third eye to the crown. Yes. Okay, are Desmond's chakras threaded? No. Do you have any health issues or anything, Desmond?
Not that I know of at the moment.
Okay, no, just wondering. Whether you have pain in your body or anything like that, you know, or you've had a feeling of discomfort and the medical system isn't hitting it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I look for, right? Is when somebody's going to doctors and the doctors have no answers for them, then we know it's metaphysical, right?
Right.
So... you sound like you're a pretty well-rounded individual.
How do you pick that up?
Yeah. I'm not really seeing. There was that bit of depression there, but like I said, that could have been from a past life for all I know, because this picks up on everything, right? If you've had emotions from a past life, it will come through, and that person can be as clean can be. And it still shows me all this negative shit, right?
No.
So, anyhow, it's you just release it, move on, right? That's the plan, is just for me to release it and for you to move on, right? And hopefully, after I've released it, if it's been a part of your being, hopefully you notice a shift happen in your life, right? And this is quite capable of doing that. So what I want you to do is pay attention to every day that goes by from this day forward, say for the next week, and just pay attention to shifts that have happened in your life. Because now that your chakras are aligned, right, the sky's the limit. Life will still swirl on around you, but the way that you will perceive it to be will be a lot better than it was before, even if you're positive. So I do this on myself regularly. And when I'm not doing it on myself, I'm getting other healing practitioners to work on me, because I want to be well. I want to be happy, you know.
How often do you do it? Like every 3 months, or
Like whenever these calls happen. If you want a free session, just call in. You get your session, right? If there's anything there, we can release it. So you know the free calls are a good thing if you want to get a free session. Right? Because there's no stipulation on how many times you can call, whatever. You can call in every week if you want to. It's up to you. Right?
No. Okay.
So feel free, you know. So,
and
spread the word. Spread the word at the same time. if there's somebody out there, if you got somebody who believes in this, or somebody who's got an open mind and is willing to look at it, and is going through a plight themselves where they're just not getting the answers that they need, right? This is the avenue that you want to take.
Okay.
So, anyhow,
Oh, I wasn't able to be threaded all the way through.
You're threaded, yeah.
Okay. And I had a question. How long did it take you to go through acupuncture school and whatnot?
What's that?
How long did it take you to get through acupuncture school, or what school did you? How long did the process take?
I certified through the Healer's Library, which is a well-known chiropractor who has literally certified this method, right? And I took a 6-month training program through him, but I've been at it for 5 years, right? So, like, it's not new to me anymore, you know? So, like, you know, I've been through the motions or whatever in the past 5 years, getting myself certified, right? So, and getting in training, and believe me, it's a lifelong of training. So,
wow.
I'm constantly in training mode, you know, and I always try it on myself first. If I react well to it, then I put it out there to everybody that I can find to put it out there to.
Oh, yeah. So you try on your hand, or do you do your body parts?
I do it on a physical body, right? I've done it on a brain. I had a lady who was getting major seizures, and within a 6-month course of time, every time she had one. And trust me, every time she had one, it got less and less and less, to the point where she wasn't having any. So,
wow.
You know, and she was having like 20 seizures a day in a 24-hour period. She was having at least 20 seizures.
Oh, wow. She's nervous.
So, that's when I was a beginner. I did that. Right?
Right.
So it's all about your power of intention, Desmond, is what it's all about. My power of intent to put it out there and to have you feel a difference. Can you feel any different since I did the session on you just a few minutes ago? Do you feel any different?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a little more like a little more centered, like right now. I don't think I was centered. Right now, I'm starting to feel centered, where I can.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Think, do stuff, you know, not lag around.
That was,
you know,
a simple little session, is all that was. You know, nothing great guns about it or anything like that. It was just a simple Reiki session where I align you. Right? And that's exactly what I just did, was I centered you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Surely you do.
Oh, there you go. So you can reach me at Healing Hands by Shoshona on Facebook.
Okay.
You can Facebook me, message me at Shoshona Pelche. That's Shoshona, and Pelche is Pelletier. Or you can call me at 780-707-1657.
Okay. Sure you'll do.
Yeah. So, Anyhow, by all means, if you would like to or whatever, go on my Facebook page at Healing Hands by Shoshona and put on a little testimonial on there about what you just experienced.
Okay, no problem. I have no problem doing that.
There you go. That would be wonderful.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies, for the time, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right.
Can I disconnect from Desmond? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Desmond? Yes, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Desmond? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Okay, I've reconnected Barbara to myself. Hello?
Yeah, I'm sitting here talking to you, but I'm muted. So
there you go.
Desmond didn't hear me say thank you. You didn't hear me say, is there anything you want to say? We still have a couple of minutes.
So that went well.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. That was a lovely show.
So you want to tell people one more time how they can find you?
Yeah, okay. If anybody's looking for me, you can find me at Healing Hands by Shoshona. That's Healing Hands by Shoshona. And Shoshona is spelled S-H-A-S-H-O-N-A on Facebook. Or you can Facebook Messenger me at Shoshona Pelche, S-H-A-S-H-O-N-A. P-E-L-L-E-T-I-E-R for Pelche. Or you can call me at 780-707-1657.
Well, great. Well, then I guess that's our show for today, and we'll be back next week, same time, for Healing Hands by Shoshona. Thanks, everyone, for calling in and being a part of this. And don't forget to tell all of your friends. We want everyone to experience the beautiful emotion code work that Shoshona does. And it does really make a difference in your life. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.